Hi, I am Smita Karthik, and I am a board member with Rave Foundation, Cultural Foundation, and we are a nonprofit who are trying to bring a little more Indian music to the Northwest Arkansas region.
Hi, I'm Sri Vidya Venkatasubramania, and yes, that's my full name. And I am the founder president of Rave Cultural Foundation.
Last week, Smita, who lives in Fayetteville, and Sri Vidya, who lives in Bentonville, were in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk about an upcoming concert at The Record in downtown Bentonville. It'll be Saturday from 4 to 7. The concert will bring together a pair of styles of Indian classical violin. This concert, presented by the Rave Cultural Foundation, is intended for people already familiar with Indian classical music and those who are simply curious. The concert is a continuation of a one-time annual event celebrating Indian music and dance that took place in Northwest Arkansas.
There are a lot of events that the Indian community puts together every year for different festivals or for different whatever celebrations. But there wasn't any platform for classical music and dance, given that India has such a strong and long history, tradition of classical music and dance and performing arts in general. And so we started a once-a-year event just to bring everybody together and, you know, have a performance and watch some good quality performances. Because the other part of it was also, there was a lot of this attitude in the community that you can just get on stage and just do whatever, you know. And we wanted to kind of bring that forward, that no, you know, it takes many years of learning and practice and dedication to perform on stage. So we wanted to bring both those things, you know, to the community and children. I am very passionate about dance. Even as a kid, I was constantly in front of the TV or, you know, luckily my parents, my grandma, they all used to go attend these what we call kacheris, you know,
concerts.
Back home concerts and dance performances and all that stuff. And I used to go with them, and that used to be like, I mean, I would come home and I would try to, you know, imitate the dancer or the artist, whoever. So it was, I was very passionate about it all my life. I learned dance when I was a kid. So when I came here and I saw all these kids learning, I wanted my children to learn. And, you know, in a place like Bentonville, I was just hoping that, you know, we would have enough teachers and, you know, people to support that.
Frankly, I think it's, we are all a group of music enthusiasts, music and performing arts in general. And each one of us feels passionately that the kids in the community, you know, they need the proper avenue to showcase their talents. And there are bits and pieces, there are events which are not very classical in nature, not purely classical in nature. So we wanted something that we can have, we can create a platform on a regular basis. Kids tend to learn better. We've noticed from our own children that they tend to learn better when they have a deadline and they know that they're preparing for a concert. And pretty much that's what we wanted to give them. You know that you have a performance coming up every once in a few months. It's often not the same kids, but yes, you want to perform. And so you want to practice. So you have an end goal at, you know, in mind, and you work towards that. That is pretty much what we wanted to give them to begin with for the students who are learning. And the second part of what we want to give them is an experience of what it's like for a person who has practiced so many years and who is a performer. Listen to concerts. We're a very small area. We're growing, though. So we want to bring in the best talents that we can from whether it is performers who are coming to Dallas or to St. Louis. We want to bring those talents here so they get to be an audience. It's as important to be an audience, you know, before you grow to becoming a performing artist.
That's the motivation, I guess, you know, to make it more popular, to get more people interested and involved and bring different audiences, bring different performers, you know, who will appeal to different audiences and so on. And one thing we are particular about in Rave is to bring very traditional performances as much as possible. Yeah, because I think there are many places where all these fusion and very contemporary, so-called contemporary outlook, which is nothing but a westernized version of, you know, a very traditional art form. These opportunities are quite common nowadays in a lot of other bigger cities and places. So we kind of want to still stand out a little and bring in some very traditional performances. We don't want to just get into this fusion stuff too much.
And we noticed that a lot of people have an idea that Indian music is Bollywood, which is it is Bollywood music or so-called Indian music, the movie music, film industry music, that is part of Indian music, but it has its core in classical music. And there are numerous classical music enthusiasts in our region. I think that we finally have a good knowledge base here for us to introduce Indian classical music, the core of Indian classical music, that enough people will appreciate it.
We're kind of talking here the thin line between advantage and maybe frustration, because a lot of us in this country, in this region, when we think classical music, we think of European, white men.
Yes.
You know, and so where is that thin line for you when here's the advantage, because you're going to be able to share something that a lot of people are unfamiliar with, but at the same time, a little bit of frustration, like, why don't you know more about this?
Exactly.
It is, but I think that's, you can't blame the audience here too, because, again, as I said, it's small enough, the Indian community is small enough, it has been, that we didn't have enough opportunities to bring talent from bigger cities. There are enough people who are touring, you know, bigger cities. That's what we want to do. We want to bring those talents so people are exposed to other forms of classical music and dance, for that matter, any performing art. And we've noticed, like, Walton Arts Center has had a couple of events in the past few years, and it's had very good reception.
Is there also the danger that those of us who are not really familiar with India or Indian culture can just put it all together? I mean, I don't know how many different cultures and how many different languages are in India. To just say something is, well, that's Indian music, seems to be a pretty broad brush.
It is a very broad brush. And like, even if you take classical music, for example, we have two different schools of classical music. One is called Hindustani and the other is called Carnatic. So if you listen to the two, they sound very different. But for a lot of us, we can tell the difference and we can tell the similarities also.
So this is going to be a violin and viola concert. Typically, Indian music has more of violin. Violin is an accompaniment or a main instrument that they play. So accompaniment, we have, we have one percussionist whose instrument is called mridangam. And in this concert, because it's a two-string concert, we have two percussionists. One is going to be playing the mridangam, which is like almost like a drum. It is a drum. Technicality of mridangam.
Generally, like in the Western drums, you play them from the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a tabla. I'm sure you've seen a tabla.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You play a tabla also from the top. Whereas a mridangam, you play from the two sides. So it's like a cylindrical instrument, which you play from the two sides. Yeah. And the other one is, I think, a kanjira.
Kanjira, which is like almost like a... It's held in your hand and palm, and it's... Well, made of...
Is it like a tambourine? Is that what you...
Similar to a tambourine.
Like a tambourine.
Yeah.
But without the bells and stuff, you know, it's just like a disc that you play holding in one hand and with the other one.
If anyone is a music enthusiast, they like to listen to violin or viola, they should come experience this, because it is definitely going to be a very fulfilling experience. That much I can tell you. Because the violinist who's going to be the main artist who's going to be playing, he is... world-renowned.
And what is his name?
Sri Vittal Ramamurthy. And
and VVS Murari. They're all...
Both of them together,
Of them, actually, who are coming, they are at the top of their fields. Like, they are one of the best you can ever find.
Concert titled Mellifluous Musings is Saturday from 4 until 7 at Record Downtown in Bentonville. You can find out much more information at Facebook/RAVE Cultural Foundation. This is Ozarks at Large.